Blog Talk Radio.
Up Blog Talk Radio. I have with me an amazing woman. She is a musical powerhouse. Joyce Spencer. She is an award-winning saxophonist, flutist, vocalist from Dallas, Texas. Welcome, Joyce Spencer.
Thank you so much. I'm so honored to be here with you.
Yeah, sorry about the technical difficulties earlier, but we're back on air. With everything intact. Tell briefly about yourself growing up in your hometown of Louisiana. Is that correct?
Yes, small town, Bazille, Louisiana, South Louisiana. Right.
Right. So Who inspired you on your musical journey? Was there a music artist who first inspired you to do music?
Well, I think my older siblings, I was the youngest of four, and all of my siblings were in the band. And growing up in a small town, you really didn't have much to do. So I thought, well, I'm going to be in band. Even though I had not any plans to make it a career, I just knew it was something fun to do. So I started on clarinet, and a few years after that, our schools integrated, and we moved to another school, and I think that's when I started. Yes, I started playing clarinet then. I still wanted to follow my siblings' footsteps. And well, what is interesting, even though I didn't have any plans to be in music, I still have the little medal I received in my first year in band, Outstanding Band Member. I still have it.
Well,
and,
get down.
And then I think in 11th grade, I mean, we have a small band, about 40, 45. That's it, small town. And she needed saxophone players, so I volunteered to play saxophone, and I just loved the instrument. And when I started college, my first year was in radio and television. I wanted to be an anchor woman, a newscaster, and television talk show host. And but I had a music scholarship too, and so I kept going back to music. I was in marching band and jazz band, concert band, and my counselor said, you have to make a decision, and I decided to switch to music. And then a couple of years after that, I added the flute, and I did some vocals in there, but primarily I was an instrumental music major in education too, so music education. And so that's how it all started. I mean, it kind of fast forward through a lot of years there. But after college, I put everything down for about 20 years.
Wow.
And yes.
Wow.
So when I graduated, I think the reality, back then we didn't have the information age in terms of internet services. And to be able to be successful in music at that time, I just felt like I had to sell my soul to do it. And the rejection for a woman holding a horn, I never thought about that. Because in my mind, I didn't see a problem. I'm playing a saxophone, big deal. But, but when I really realized that all of the major artists from years before me were all men, and noticed even one of my saxophone instructors had problems with me being a female playing the saxophone. I'm not saying that's a reason to stop, but it's just one of the challenges. And but quite frankly, I stopped because I just needed to eat. You know, you need to get a job. You're out of college and you need to focus. And then I met my wonderful husband, Ladarian, and got married and moved to Texas.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
So that's pretty much it. And when I decided to come back to music, I decided to do it full time and realized I can be independent. And in 2010 is when I came back as a professional artist and decided to basically grab the bull by the horns and just ride it, and because it's something I love to do.
Right. So what college was that that you took up all those degrees? Can you name the college you attended?
Yes. Mm-hmm. McNeese State University in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And I have a Bachelor of Music Education degree. And my principal instrument, well, I kept adding. My principal instrument was saxophone, and then I added two. And I also added jazz studies, some theater as well. So it took me forever to get out of college.
Right.
But I wanted to take advantage of everything that I could during that time because, I had a scholarship, and as long as I remained in the band programs, my tuition was paid. And
right.
I wanted to take full advantage of getting as much as I could at the time. So I decided to just, study everything. I mean, I wanted the jazz studies as well. So when Dr. Mahady offered those classes, and I said, I'm in. I want to do it. So learning the theory and et cetera, because, I heard jazz, but I didn't know you could study jazz. It's like blues.
Right.
You grow up with blues, and who studies blues in a college curriculum? You know what I mean? Because to me, jazz wasn't something you studied. Classical, because here I am, I'm classically trained, I was classically trained in terms of my technique and reading music, but the music that I heard growing up was not classical. I heard blues, jazz, R&B, and not necessarily in that order, and also Zydeco. So here I'm in South Louisiana growing up with all this, and then I switch and I'm playing classical. I'm in Mozart and Bach and Handel and Tchaikovsky. And then I turn around and I'm in down home blues.
Right.
So so that's what inspired me to name my last album, jazz album, Many Colors, because that's my life. I'm an artist of many colors,
right.
Of music, that is.
Right. And I was about to ask you the question, how'd you come up with the title of your album, Many Colors,
mm-hmm.
and the actual theme song, Many Colors, because that was the first song I played at the beginning of the show. So you answered my question. So let's talk about your first album, Sweet Dreams. How did that happen? And the three other projects you got?
Well, before 2010, I trying to decide which direction I would go as an independent artist. And my husband said, well, let's record an album. I said, okay. I got started. Someone recommended this engineer and totally messed up the album. It was terrible.
Ooh, Joyce.
It was terrible. And because, understand, I have a music degree, but I know nothing about recording an album. I don't know what's going on in the studio. So if you tell me, oh, this is okay, when I do the EQing and the mixing, it's going to sound great, then I believe you. So I received the final product, and the best way I can describe it is, you remember cassette recorders? And you
yeah.
record music with a cassette and play it back, it sounded like that.
Wow.
And though I understand that you will always hear something better or maybe a little less, I think that there is a line that you should try to get your music to make it acceptable for purchase. And when I heard it, I just sat there and I was blown away, just totally upset. So my husband said, we're going to start again. And I went, oh, my God, start all over again. All that I went through, and he said, we just have to start over again. So a friend of mine recommended a studio, but I was really hands-on this time. I walked in with charts. I picked the musicians, and I basically produced my own CD and found out that is so amazingly challenging. You have expectations. You send the music, come on in, this is what we're going to do for this amount of money, and not ready at all. So I'm always having to make decisions. What do I just make this easier? Let me do this.
Uh-huh.
Well, and it was just It was just constant. Meanwhile, it's costing me money by the hour. So
yeah.
I finally got through that one and would love to go back now after years of experience in building my own studio in my house. I would like to go back and remix everything, to be honest with you.
But the Dreams album sounds real nice. I went back and listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
So
it was a lot of labor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can understand. Because you're not the only one that told me a story like this before. But your album, Sweet Dreams, turned out good.
Mm-hmm.
I went back. See, I never heard you from anyone until BJ from Blues Jazz Radio had referred
yes.
me to you to do a show with you. And then I did my research on you. And I said, I like this Sweet Dreams album, you know. So, and then
mm-hmm.
I went into the Many Colors album. And we're going to spin some of your music off your album. Like the song AC/DC. That song really got mm-hmm. me like jumping around, moving around, you know, hype me up, and, you know. And so can I get a brief story behind the song for the song title, AC/DC? Where'd that come from?
It's actually a cover of Billy Cobham that was released in the 70s maybe or 80s. 70s, 80s, around that time. It was never a top 40 hit whatsoever. But I heard it 6-7 years ago when I was playing for a special show with an all-ladies group. I said, oh, this track is hot. I love it. And I introduced it to my band, and we've been playing it for years, and I decided to put it on my CD. Love that track. It's fusion. And, of course, I had to rearrange it because, you know, Billy Cobham, his keyboard player, was all over the place, and it was great. And even trying to get the mechanical license on it, I had already recorded it and didn't realize that, Fox didn't only represent 50%. And
yeah.
I actually reached out to Billy Cobham. I
wow.
found his management company, called them, and they wouldn't get back with me. So I went to his website and sent him an email, and he replied. I had to go
yeah.
through all that to get, permission. And I just didn't understand why it wasn't 100%. But, again, those are the things that we have to learn. Sometimes we
yeah.
learn by error. So this
yeah,
time I will
yeah.
go back and make sure it's 100%. Then I'm not going to have to face so many logistics to get the approval or to get the license needed for
right.
it. And but I love the track, and he may have been surprised that anybody wanted to cover that song, but I did. And you see, it's really a nice track, isn't it? Very
yeah,
nice
I like
song.
It.
That
I like
mm-hmm,
it. I like
very
it.
Nice.
Kind of get your brain cells in there in tune to wake up. It's music
right.
and trends is going all over the place, and it kind of wakes you up. It wakes up the senses. That's my
it does.
Opinion of it.
It does, and you see, that's why I said I can go to something like Sweet Dreams, very soft and smooth,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
and the other extreme, AC/DC. But I fell
yeah.
in love with fusion when my brother, he went to the Army, and he came
yeah.
back, and he had, not Tower of Power, oh gosh, Weather Report.
Oh, okay.
And here I am, I'm an R&B girl, R&B blues, you know. And
yeah, okay.
He played the album, and like you said, it just woke up all my senses, if you will.
Senses,
and
yeah.
I thought, now this is some really cool stuff. that, and the best way I could think about the first time I heard Weather Report is that they are so free to express themselves.
Yeah. And the
creativity was beyond my imagination, as opposed to a basic chord progression and AABA form and what have you. They just broke all the rules, if you will, but it was still nice. So I enjoyed that so much. And that's why I enjoy listening to Billy Cunningham, because he's outside the box. But
right.
I don't like staying outside the box all the time. Sometimes I say,
right,
I'm tired of that. Now, let me go back to something that's just like, you know, Temptations.
Yeah.
Let me hear some Temptations today.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good that you have a wide range of different music tastes, because it does get boring after a while. And that's kind of like I am. Most people think I just like jazz, but I do like hip hop. I like country soul. Country soul is something new that opened up my senses. I like some hip hop. I like hip hop soul, R&B, hip hop. I like different types of music, but jazz is my first love. I started off with George Duke. But anyway, enough of that. We're going to play AC/DC by Joyce Spencer. We'll be right back. And if anyone wants to call on the show and speak with Joyce Spencer, sorry about the link. The link had to be changed over upon some technical difficulties. But we're on for over an hour. If anyone got delayed, check out my Facebook page, Twitter page, and I had put in the new link, but call the guest line number is still the same at 657-383-0771, and we'll be right back, Joyce. Thank you. right. That is AC/DC by Joyce Spencer. Oh, Miss Spencer, you have a lot of energy. You are a musical powerhouse.
Thank you.
Award-winning saxophonist, flutist, vocalist. Tell me about collaborating with Sam Hankins and David McLaurin. I've seen all the YouTube videos and the music that you made with David McLaurin. I heard you in there.
Yes, yes. Well, David McLaurin's album, titled Life Happens.
Yes.
I'm on two tracks. excuse me, Funk 101.
And
Open Your Eyes. Funk 101, I'm playing flute, jazz flute, and on Open Your Eyes, saxophone. And by the way, David McLaurin, on that particular album, received a Grammy consideration.
Wow.
So, what
an
honor.
I've seen that. Yeah. He was on my show back in 2015, I believe, 2015.
Okay.
And I just started broadcasting. And I was sending out invitations like crazy to a lot of musicians. And I kind of dug onto David's music, his vibe, his groove. And for you know it, as a couple of years went by, he got an award for that. By the way, how many awards have you received in your music?
I received awards and nominations. I received, of course, you know, I'm part of the project with David McLaurin with the Grammy consideration, but
yeah.
I was Black Women in Jazz Saxophonist of the Year 2014, and I was also nominated Flutist of the Year, I think two years in a row. Yes,
okay.
And I was nominated 2 years in a row, but I was actually, you know, one year. And I think I was also one more nomination in Black Women in Jazz was Best Composer Arranger.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Those were several. And I received an NAACP award in the Garland area for my contribution to music. So that's another award. And Many Colors got Best Funk from Academia Awards.
Yeah.
Just several. It's some of these awards for independent artists, they will not accept cover tunes. It has to be your original work.
Right.
So,
okay.
So
yeah,
like AC/DC didn't qualify. It's a fantastic song. The arrangement is great, and I'm really happy about it. But I couldn't submit that one because it had to be original. and I understand why. So, and I'm trying to remember the other awards. I got a couple of ASCAP awards for my compositions, and I remember radio station in the UK, AC/DC was number one, and it was track of the week. So there have been some sporadic achievements. There are awards and achievements, I should call them, that I received, and you know, very excited to receive those too. And I think I was also nominated for a gospel award many years ago. So Coffee Talk Jazz, Heart and Soul Inspiration. Coffee Talk Jazz, Heart and Soul Inspiration Award. I received that one as well. So, yeah, and nominated. Okay, here are the nominations. Female Up and Coming Artist, Flutist of the Year, and Jazz Composer. So it's
okay.
I'm thankful for those. GHP Radio, I forgot. GHP Radio. Best Groove Featuring Sax. I also received that award as well. So,
All right. Thank you for that information. So,
sure, I had to recall all that.
Yeah. So, how long have you been in the music industry then?
Like I said, I went through college, but I laid it down for 20 years, and then I came back in 2010. So, I've been back for 8 years now.
Okay. So, you know, I would still consider counting the years, even though you were in college. You were still getting your journey together as far as getting into music. So I would include those years, even though they were 20 years. I would include them in your journey, because how would it have been without you not going to college and then just going straight through music? How different your life journey would have been.
It would have been different. You see, when you come from a small town and there are no private lessons, there are no magnet schools for the arts, there are no mentors. I couldn't go down the street and hear someone playing saxophone who would say, hey, baby girl, take this, let me mentor you. We didn't have any of that. Just did it. And so going to college where it was plentiful was great for me. It was a challenge because I'm amazed to this day I was accepted into the music program, because I think I got the scholarship because I could sight read something. The band director, I walked in, and it's amazing because I did all this by myself. My parents weren't motivating or pushing, because neither one of my parents graduated from high school. And I just knew I wanted something different. I wanted to get out of, you know, small town and just do something bigger. You could tell I'm just hyper. You say all that energy you hear on the music. Well, that's me. I was like that, and I've mellowed out. So can you imagine how I was back then? I said okay. So I just started just jumping in. I got in. I think the first year after watching music majors and being around them probably gave me the confidence to switch majors. And I'm telling you, it was the hardest thing. I never went to bed before midnight, and I always had 8 o'clock classes. And the reason why, because I wanted to get all my academics done in the morning. And afternoon, the rest of the day was either band, I had to rehearse, or practicing on my own. And I averaged about 6 hours a day practicing music. And when I added the flute, they told me, you can't play both. You can't do that. And I said, watch me. Now, the first two weeks, I was so dizzy. And I remember one time putting my hand on the piano in the practice room going, oh, my gosh, okay, I can do this. And Dr. Patricia Bulber was the flute instructor, and she was amazing. I actually had, I think, one of the best flute instructors. The saxophone, I was pretty much on my own, and that's a long story. But Dr. Bulber, she was wonderful, and I didn't go for anything less but the best flute teacher. And I told her, I said, Ms. Bulber, Dr. Bulber, I said, please treat me like a flute major. Don't, you know, and she did. But you know what? I've had so many compliments on flute, and some people think that the flute was my principal instrument, but it wasn't. So she was a very, very good teacher. And her husband used to be the dean of music, and he opened up a music shop down the street. And I did not realize it at the time. So for some reason, we went through 3 saxophone teachers, and I had some challenges in that area. So I didn't realize I was teaching myself until I told the story to someone else. They said, well, you really taught yourself, didn't you? I said, I didn't think about it that way. But since then, I've looked at the standard classical saxophone music to play at senior recitals, and I didn't know it was standard. And I thought, how did I know which ones to pick? And I think Dr. Bulber, the former dean at the shop, had made sure that each instrument had the music they needed to get through the program. And so I would sit on the floor. He would see me coming in. There you go, Joyce, got some music in there. And I'd put it on the floor. And I remember choosing the Glossenhoff Concerto. I didn't know it was graduate level work. I sat on the floor and looked through it. I thought, oh, this is so exciting. I want this.
Yeah.
So I bought it and gave it to my sax teacher. Said, I want to play this. And
okay.
I played it on my senior recital. I think it was like a concerto that lasted about 12, 13 minutes, just constant, very technical. And but sometimes you don't want to know how hard something is. You just do it.
Right. And there it is.
Sometimes, you know, if you see too much in the future, you might build up too much fear.
Right.
And if I had seen too much of what I had to deal with in music, maybe I would not have pursued it. And some said, well, you need to know what you're getting into because it may be too difficult. Yeah, that's a chance too. But I didn't give up. I didn't have all the theory and everything. So I put in a lot of extra time studying, ear training. to catch up with the other kids, if you will, that had all the formal training.
Yeah.
And I made it through. And I graduated. I made it through even doubling principal instruments and everything. So
you are a powerhouse to me. You make little girls that are on flutes and saxophones right now look up to you. So I'm going to go ahead and spin another song. And this one is called New Phase. So I know there's a little brief story on the title of this song. Can you give me a little bit to go on here?
Yes, I feel like I was going through a new phase with this project. That
okay.
I wanted it to be more eclectic. I wanted it to show that I am broad. You know, the music I love is broad. I didn't put anything classical on it, but that's how I felt. Okay, this is a new phase, a new journey, and I was the new phase is that I am doing more as an independent artist. In other words, I'm going to start producing more of my own or writing my own music and being more in control. Not that I don't need anybody. Oh, of course I would love someone to just produce it all. But when you look at the amount of money it takes to do one album, to pay a producer, to pay studio time, it's a lot of money. So I said, well, this is a new phase. Joy Spencer is going to figure out how to do a lot of this stuff on her own. And when I can't afford it, that's okay too. At least I know how to watch and make sure each of my projects go well.
Right. This is New Phase by Joy Spencer.
That's right.
Be right back.
Thank you.
New Phase by Joyce Spencer, everyone. Feel free to call the guest line number at 657-383-0771. Tonight, speak with Joyce Spencer. This is Let's Jazz It Up, blogtalkradio.com. All right, Joyce, we're going to move along here. What is the ultimate desire you want people to get out of your music?
I want them to have fun. I want my music to make them feel good, inspire them to do better, inspire them to achieve their goals. That's what I want. I think music is so powerful. It's medicinal. And when we understand the power of what we have and then we don't abuse it, we can use it to really help people make their lives better, whatever area in their life it is. So just understanding what the power of music. I mean, I'm a musician and I love music. I know what music to turn on if I'm whether I'm in prayer time or it's time to get up and dance. That's the motivation. So I just desire my music to make people happy, help them, just strengthen them.
Right.
And as one of my biggest fans passed away suddenly about a month ago, he would describe, I play with such passion. So it's not just the recorded music that when people listen to it, it's also what you give when you're live as well. And that's why I said, okay, actually as musicians, we are actually servants. And it occurred to me, I'm actually a servant to people. You're no different. I don't care what genre you're playing. You're no different than a motivational speaker or a pastor in this church.
Right.
You know, the way you affect people. So that's why I take it seriously and try to be as professional as possible and be as prepared. Some things happen beyond your control, as we found out today.
Yeah.
One time my saxophone stopped working, but there was a problem with my horn. It came back for the second set, and I couldn't hit a note above a certain note, and I didn't know what was going on. I took it to the shop, and the repair person I used said, somebody bumped your horn, Joyce. I said, what do you mean? He said they either dropped it, bumped it, because the whole core was off.
Oh, wow.
So someone did, I don't know how it happened, but, you know, you leave the stage and you leave your equipment and you take a break.
Right.
So whatever happened, it happened while I was on break, and when I came back, that was beyond my control. So sometimes things just happen. Sound equipment could, you know, your monitor stops working and you can't hear. There's just so many things that can go wrong.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. Mm-hmm. I've experienced that earlier tonight, and I was scavenging around trying to figure out things and just rerouted and started all over again.
Yeah.
So
that's what you do.
Yeah, but you got to have passion in the work you do and what you love to do, and you got to have practice patience. So,
you have to be flexible.
Yes.
You have to be flexible. Yes. You have to understand that this business is probably, I told the lady in a magazine interview, she said, I said, over 95% of what I do is rejected. And she's like, oh, my gosh, how do you handle that? And I said, well, I just accept it as an occupational hazard.
Yeah. I don't like that.
I mean, to some, the next person wouldn't want to deal with what I deal with, but on the other hand, I wouldn't want to be a surgeon. I couldn't be a doctor, because if somebody comes in with an open wound, I might faint.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Everybody has a tolerance for something. I just could not be in the medical field, whether it's a doctor or a nurse. I would, my knees would get weak. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It's just too much for me. I couldn't cut anybody open. I would just say no. And I think that's why a lot of times before you decide to make a career out of something, you want to be a doctor. You know, it's not always glamour being a doctor. That's a hard job.
It is.
To me, it is.
Yeah. Well,
but you'll talk to a doctor.
I understand where you're coming from. Yes. You have to have patience. You got to have love for your work, passion, compassion, flexibility. You have to have all that. You got to know what you're getting into. And then not only that, have passion for it.
It's a risky business.
Yeah.
Because you're an artist, too.
Me?
Yes. You radio talk show host?
Yeah.
That's an art form to me.
Okay.
I mean, you're independent.
Yeah, okay.
I'm independent. You see what I mean? And
yeah.
That's why I tell Independent Radio, I said, we're both independent. Let's see how we can help each other out. And I dedicated it was my husband's idea first. I dedicated a page on my website that as I find whether it's a talk show, whatever type of media it is, supporting independent artists, and I'm on your show or you're playing my music, I put it on that page. And on occasion, I will post it. And I do my best to try to support independent radio because that is an art form, too. And, you know, you're on my website now on that page.
So
I think that's the least we could do. I have an idea that if independent artists collectively would maybe once a week pick an independent radio station to listen to and share on social network. Wow.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the changes that we could make?
Yeah.
We could make a lot of change.
Absolutely.
Case in point, when Taylor Swift told Google Play, I think it's called, remember when Google said, hey, we're not going to play royalties for 3 months. And she said, well, I'm just going to pull my music. And overnight,
they changed their mind. Yes. Y'all have.
And you know what has been really great? Other major artists would have followed right behind her. We independents can come. And we don't want radio to end. Of course not. But we want the respect. You are Google. My goodness, you guys have money. You're not. You know what I mean?
I know.
I like what she said. She said, "I can afford to go 3 months, but there are some artists out there that can't." And when you look at your royalties, whatever distributor you're using, and you look at your royalties and you go, somebody laughed when I said, "Oh, I didn't know you could split a penny."
Golly.
I mean, it's not that, my point is not that much already. And why would you want to hold even that back? Because when you look at it, our intellectual property, without the intellectual property, there would be no radio. And without radio, who would hear our intellectual property, if you know, our music?
Yeah.
So we are both important. We have to, and that's what I say, whatever it's independent radio, but I'm so spoiled by independent radio now, online radio, I should say, that and when I'm listening to terrestrial, I'm thinking, oh, it's that song again. I walked in the grocery store, came back, and I'm hearing it again. And now you have apps. You can, tune in, and if I want to find whatever radio station I want to listen to. So, but I had to get unlimited data for that.
Yes,
so,
you do.
But I'm excited about the freedom to hear whatever music I want to hear. It's really, really nice. If I just want smooth jazz, and I know I can find that. And unfortunately, terrestrial stations don't offer that. They took away all the smooth jazz stations across the country, and and I have a friend who was working a DJ on smooth jazz radio here locally, and the way I understood it, they just walk in and said, "Okay, everybody, go. We're done."
Oh my gosh!
Just like that.
Oh my gosh! That's crazy. That's crazy.
It is. So being independent is kind of nice. Of course, it's work, but for instance, if I want to, my website, that's why now is the time if you want to be an independent, because you can create your own website. You can build your own website.
Yeah.
I built my own website.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
And then I got tired of, you know, issues I was having with the service provider for my EPK. I went in and built my own EPK.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a position now where I can sell my own tickets. So I'm really getting some ideas about doing something here locally. Okay, I can sell my own tickets. I can do whatever, you know. So being in a position now, but, you know, yes, it's time-consuming, but if you love what you're doing, it's okay. And the, whatever you spend your time on that you love, when you see the results, it's so fulfilling. You don't care if it took 3 days to do one thing. You know how it is. You think, oh, let me do this. It's going to take about 15 minutes, and it ends up taking 3 hours.
Yeah.
You run into issues. And sometimes we just don't know. So there's I found out that every day there's a learning curve. Because every day something is changing.
Yes, yes. Say that.
Every day. Facebook is constantly changing. Blog talk is constantly changing. Everybody's adding new features, their new apps. My music programs and plugins, I have my software. It's always updating and upgrading, and so there's constantly, and if you just have to accept that that's the way it is right now. And next week, Facebook could shut down, and they're not, but you know what I mean. You just, you don't have control of Facebook. You have control of your website, but you can't do anything about Facebook.
No, you can't.
But it's,
no, you can't.
Mm-mm. But while it's here, I will use it.
Yeah. I have 4 business pages on Facebook, and that's all I really pay attention to. Most folks don't realize that, but I have over 2,000 musicians, singers, songwriter, artists, and authors, and publishers, producers, as friends and associates on my Facebook page. And that's all I try to deal with, and I'm always constantly reinventing myself. And you have to, in order to keep up with technology, because nowadays everything is on the internet. If you have a record label company or a publishing company, everything is not necessarily physically where you walk in a building. Now you just go straight to the website. Everything is online. And it's going to, also for a lot of music artists, they're actually throwing all the CDs out the door because music is streaming online. People get the music online and they don't use CDs anymore, but the vinyl records are still out there, and they're trying to bring back the cassette tapes, and I heard 8-track is coming back too, but I don't know. But the deal is, everything's changing, and then they're trying to bring back history, repeat history too. And I don't know. You just sit there and observe everything.
The cassette tape? Okay. I have to see this.
Yeah, they was trying to bring back the cassette tapes. They bringing back the stereos with the record players and the vinyl records. And I've heard they're bringing back 8-track.
The
big, bulky 8-track. Yeah, but they got to put back in the industry to make the 8-track player.
Right.
If they bring
it
back.
I don't see that happening.
Well, I think they're just talking, but they're throwing out the CDs.
Okay.
They're throwing out the CDs, and like you were saying, technology is changing. We have to update. We have to reinvent ourselves. We got to keep in touch with our websites and our business pages, as you say. I just want to ask you this. Are there any future goals in the music industry for you?
Well, my goal now, and speaking to 2 or 3 people right now, I'm working my way of being more regional. I want to perform more. And I kind of started another CD, but so much is going on. But, for instance, I'm reaching out to be more regional from Beaumont to Houston and in this area. And, I mean, I could wait on somebody to do it for me, but I'm doing it myself. I'm reaching out with my husband's help, of course. And I developed a saying or created a saying when I came back to the business in 2010. I said, I stopped waiting to be discovered, and I discovered myself. Because for years I get calls from people who want to manage me, be an agent, or whatever title they want to use. And when I take a look at the contract, I decided that exclusive contracts is just not good for me. Because if you're a small label or small management company, you cannot sign someone exclusively.
Don't do it, Joy.
I know, no. It just doesn't make sense. I read the contract and I said, no, that's too much. And one guy said, well, this is the standard industry. I said, if you were a major label my desire is not to be like the top 10 pop stars. That's beautiful what they're doing. I mean, I have my own brand and what I want to be. Someone asked me one time, ooh, do you want to be famous? I said, no, I want to be successful.
And yeah.
I think about it.
Well, I did an interview with Walter Beasley. And Walter Beasley, he's been in the music industry for so many years. And he never participated in winning a Grammy, being nominated to win a Grammy. He don't want to participate in none of that. But he is so successful. He's successful. He is so successful.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do. And that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Because
his career has been steady. What you have, you're number one, your platinum album, and your 10 Grammys. And then your career just takes a nosedive. And I noticed... oh, gosh, the things that they have to go through, I really don't want any of that. You know what I mean. But what Walter Beasley has is what I love. They're working. One promoter who called me about a tour, he said, you know what, I didn't realize how many A-list artists were independent. I said, I noticed that 7-8 years ago when I came back because I started paying attention. Okay, who is Chaka Khan signed with? Oh, wait a minute, she's not signed, but her career is very steady.
Yes.
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
And she has, you have people like Yarbrough and Peoples. I mean, they had their hits back in the 70s and 80s, but they have continuously worked. And I did a couple of things with them in the last year or two. They're, what a beautiful couple. And you should have them on your show. They're awesome. And
send them
see
to me.
That they are still. I will. But there are a lot of these people that we remember back in the day that had hit songs and what have you. They are still working and they are still successful and they're doing very well. So, and that's what I like. I want to go home to my family. I want to go to a family reunion and have some fun. I don't necessarily want all the other drama. And my thing is, whenever I'm on the stage, I want to give, and my goal is that whoever I'm performing for, that I will make them feel better than when they came. I'm here to serve. And, you know, if I were a waitress in a restaurant, I would be there to serve food. I'm going to make sure you get your food, and I want to make sure it's okay. And when I hand it to you, it better look right. You know, you're a servant. And that's how I see. That's what I want to do for my audience as well. That's my goal.
Well, that kind of reminds me of
a roundabout way.
it kind of reminds me of the words of what Muhammad Ali had said, phrasing about we are here temporarily on this earth, and being a servant is our payment to pay rent while we're still here on earth in whatever you're doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna leave that alone. And while we're on that subject, I picked the title of the song "Keep It Simple."
I'm sorry.
The song "Keep It Simple."
Uh huh.
I'm gonna play it.
Okay, you wanna know what? Okay, I thought you were asking. I didn't want to make sure. Are you playing? Or you wanted to ask? How did I come up with the title?
Go right ahead and mention it, please.
Okay. it was supposed to just be an intro, and I was in the studio. Since I'm producing my own work, I told the keyboard player, you know what, all I want, this is what I want, and give me a groove and keep it steady, and we're going to keep it simple, all right? And we did. And it's a song that if we just need something to jam to, all the keyboard players play it, the bass player can catch on, and we have a jam. I love songs with a lot of technical runs and what have you, but sometimes it's too much. The audience doesn't want a lot of notes sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think that's what made one of the smart things that Kenny G did that he was so criticized for, that's not jazz. But what Kenny G did was gave people music that made them feel good and didn't overly complicate it.
Right.
And
Walter Beasley said the same thing. Walter Beasley said the same thing in my last show with him. Keep it simple. You don't have to show yourself in there so much. You know, let the other tunes play sometimes, you know. He was talking about that. Yeah. So,
What that song is about. Mm-hmm.
All right. Keep it simple. We'll be right back. Stay in your seat, Joyce. Be right back.
Okay.
Well, all right. Keep it simple, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Or let's jazz it up. You still can call. The guest line number is 657-383-0771. And I apologize. I had to start the show all over with a fresh new link. But you can still tune in to any of my shows if you miss it by following the website's link, and you will be able to tune in. So, Joyce Spencer, is there any performances or events that you're doing? And is there any upcoming performances in your community there in Dallas, Texas, that you participate in, that you have any scheduled dates to make any announcements on?
Yes. In Dallas, public, because I do private and public events. The next public event is going to be in Dallas at the Balcony Club, which is on 1825 Abrams Road. And, of course, you can Google that, too, but it's on March 3rd at 9:30 p.m. And I will be in Beaumont, Texas, on the 10th at Jazz and Jokes Club at from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., and just Google Jazz and Jokes Club, or you can go to my website, joycespencermusic.com/events, or just go to joycespencermusic.com and click the events tab to get some more details. So, there were other events, but until they are confirmed, I don't announce them. And, of course, I have something. This is going to be a fun event on April 14th. Ebenezer Church has a multi-purpose center, and it's an educational group that's a 501c3 raising money for kids in the neighborhood for after-school care and tutoring of the children in the neighborhood. But I think it's wonderful what they're doing, so I'll be performing and helping with that. That's more community, so I'm really excited about that. I did performed last year for a fashion show, and it went so well that people said, let's do something again. So I like that. Yeah. It's also something to reach out to the community as well.
Right. I love
And of course, I didn't say that, but I also co-host JHP Radio every Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. With Gary Fuston, he's the host. So, and that's also on my schedule. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, I meant to bring that out too. GHP Radio. Okay. Is that right?
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And Gary Fuston is the host.
Okay. All right. And any future music that's coming up, you are collaborating it with any other music artists in the nearby future?
Yes, Sam Hankins. Sam Hankins, I've already recorded. I'm really excited because Sam Hankins, he's a friend, but I'm also a fan. And you saw the video. We performed together at a music festival here in Dallas, or Colleyville. And enjoyed that so much.
Yeah.
We did one of his originals, We Come Together, which is one of my favorite tunes. And he reached out to me. He said, listen to this track, Joyce. And I listened to it. I said, oh, it's great. He said, how about putting some flute on it? I said, you got it. And also, Gary Fuston has something that he wants me to collaborate with him on. So these are, David, Sam, and Gary, these are artists that I've known for years, have performed with, and know them personally as well. So I'm comfortable really working with these guys. And when I work with them, they also teach me. Because David McLaurin was the one who rescued my Many Colors album, because I ran into the same problem again. You think I'd learn? I had to start over, not completely, but some of the things I had to do over.
Right.
And that's when I really said, this is a new phase because I'm going to figure this out. And, because David said, well, Joyce, I'm an engineer. I said, oh, I didn't know that. So with him, reassigning some things to him, I also did some things myself. I said, let me do this myself. Let me figure this out. And he helped me in terms of coaching me in what to purchase, what
right.
software, plugins, mics, things like that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm always adding something to my studio to make recording better for me. So instead of saying, here's $3,000-$4,000 to record in your studio, I can take that money and start building my own and do my own projects.
Right. There you go. There you go.
Because now I might be a little paranoid because every time I go into a studio, it's like, oh, my God, no. I have to do this again. So, but it's just like, I don't know, it's just like taking your baby. You don't just take your baby to any daycare or to any house. You don't leave your babies anywhere. And I guess with my music, I'm a little more careful about where I record it. I mean, everybody doesn't respect what you do like you do. So that's why I endeavor to network and connect with people who basically think like I do. In other words, if I give my music, I say, okay, David, I released a single track called Solace, 10 minutes of flute, meditative, relaxing, chilling music. And I sent it to him. I was so proud because I mixed it and mastered it myself. I sent it to David. I said, tell me the truth. He said, well, the mastering is a little off. You need to master it like this. I said, okay, let me pay you to do it, okay? So I paid him to master that track. But again, isn't it great to have someone that can tell you the truth?
Yeah.
And let you know.
I
love having
say
that.
The same thing. Yeah, to have a trustworthy friend that you can trust with your craft.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to go ahead and give our listeners out there your website information, any social sites that you're on for them to follow you upon, and where to purchase your music, please.
Okay, my website is joycespencermusic.com. When you go to joycespencermusic.com, the homepage will have every social network where I have an account, like Facebook, Twitter, Google+, my YouTube channel, everywhere. I even have an Amazon store. I'm always trying to be creative. Instagram, LinkedIn, even MySpace. I still have a MySpace account. You can find me on those social networks. And also, if you forget my website URL, you just Google Joyce Spencer, and my website comes up at the top. I did everything I could to make it easy for you to find me, to book me, to find my music. And I also have a music tab on my website, and it will. And when you hover over the music tab, there's another menu titled Solace, which should take you to the track I just talked about. So whether you want upbeat music, fusion, funk, or R&B sounds, or gospel music, it's there on my website. I try to make it easy. And also, if you don't mind, follow me on Spotify. I'm trying to build that. This year is my goal to build my Spotify following. Since Spotify has made some changes and we have they're trying to become more artist-friendly. I don't know if it's because of the class action lawsuit, but some changes have been made, so I decided to try to promote that as well. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's about it.
So what are your accomplishments that you have made in your music so far right now?
Of course, the awards and achievements I mentioned earlier, and I have released two jazz albums, one Christmas album.
There it is. Okay.
Mhm. One Christmas album, and of course, one single release, Solace, the 10-minute flute. But I'm really proud of the Christmas and Solace because literally I did everything in my studio except mastering. David did the mastering. But everything was done. Whereas many colors, part of it was done in a studio that I had to pull it from I took it into my own, but I did mix many colors, some of it, and then David mixed it some more. He was really helping me out with that. And that's where I really learned a lot about mixing and bought some plugins, and I'm always looking for new ways to be better. I don't claim to be an engineer. I'm just learning to do my projects. And I don't have a desire to do it for a living either.
Okay, so, I have a question.
Sure.
From a young kid that wants to know, did you sing in the church choir? And if did sing in the church choir, did you also play in a band, the church choir's band?
I sang both. I did sing in the church choir. And when I was in high school, when I was in college, there was even a gospel a cappella choir on my college campus. I was involved in that as well. Bands, I played in a band. In the last 8 years, I've done both, band and singing choir. On saxophone.
All right.
And as a matter of fact, I was music director in a small church. By default, I called it by default. The church was didn't have the finances to hire a music director. You know, a music director has to be a good keyboard player. And I told my pastor, I said, I am not a good keyboard player. That's why you don't see it anywhere on my website. I don't claim that.
Right, right.
He said, just play what you know. Don't you have a music degree? I said, okay. And I would pick simple songs with simple chord progressions and played the keyboard and did that for about 3 years. But it's not something that I don't want, even though I've done it and the experience was great because I had about 10 people. And I said, well, you guys are in a choir, you're a praise team. And we did make some really nice accomplishments with what we had. And I even my keyboard playing started getting better, but it's just something that was one of my goals. So playing in band, yes, I played saxophone. Now I get booked by local churches and revivals to play flute and saxophone.
Especially
special occasions like a Mother's Day. Or sometimes churches sponsor fashion shows, or there's a weekend revival, and I'll be part of the band, as he said, part of the band. So I'm all over the place.
I got somebody hollering. Do you do weddings?
Yes.
Okay.
Reception here and ceremony.
All right. Y'all hear that? Okay.
For all you listeners in other countries, I do have a passport.
Ooh, y'all hear that too? Okay. I have the last two questions in the show. I actually got a caller that's calling from Indiana, matter of fact. Hello, caller. Go ahead and state your name and speak, please.
Yes, my name is Greg. What's up, Brenda? How you doing?
Hi, Greg. How are you doing?
All right.
Hi, Greg.
Hello. I wanted to ask, are you intend to do anything with collaborations on your future projects?
Right now, there are two collaborations. I have started my next project, and I'll be reaching out to a few people to collaborate with me on it. I just finished one with Sam and another guy with him that I'm going to start with him. So, yes, I guess the answer is yes. Did I go through all that just to say yes?
No, that's okay. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
Great.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much.
So are you into the music,
it.
Greg? Are you into music?
I'm sorry?
Are you doing music? You an artist?
No, I'm not an artist. I'm just a listener.
Oh, great. Well, hey, you know what? That's great. Music lovers, I'm both. I'm a music lover, too. So, but thanks for calling. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. I appreciate
you.
Okay.
Thank
bye, Greg.
Thank you.
Bye.
Right. Bye, Greg.
Greg calling from Evansville, Indiana. He's a native of Evansville, Indiana. By the way, I'm from Evansville, Indiana. That's where I'm calling from. Hopefully, you'll be able to come through Evansville to be able to do a performance for us. We have one venue that's building up for our community in our inner city community, where there's gospel, jazz, and comedy. So hopefully within a year or two, you still remember me. Hopefully you'll be able to come down and perform for us. Love your music. I would also like to let you go ahead and give a shout out to any of your supporters that help you along your musical journey here.
Yes, of course. First and foremost is my husband, LaDarian Spencer, for supporting me. I wouldn't be able to do this full time if it weren't for him. He's working right now, as a matter of fact. He's working his second job. So I appreciate him because when I thought about going back to work, he said, no, just keep doing music. Let me figure it out. And also support, I appreciate band members throughout the years. You know, Tyrone Walls, who was there from the beginning, and James on bass, and Jay Sticks on drums. They were on the first CD, Sweet Dreams. Harry Jackson on lead guitar later. But now Don Roberson plays keys with me now when Tyrone can't make it. All these guys, because, you know, I stole this from, what's the name of the movie? It's Hard Out There for a Pimp. Well, I say it's Hard Out There for a Chick.
Oh, yeah. Say that. Yeah.
It's Hard Out There for a Chick. And when I'm surrounded by people who could care less whether I'm male or female, is such a blessing. And to have these artists, Brackens as well. I'm talking about all the musicians who have been very supportive. And now that I'm going to Beaumont, I found Ron Rocio, his band, Flava. They are going to back me up when I'm at Jazz and Jokes there. So that's what we're doing now, since many venues don't have the budget to fly your entire band. I'm networking in different areas and talking to people, sending them I have a link with MP3s and charts. Send it to them. You know, we're having to do that now to make it work because, I mean, let's face it, to get a whole band, it's pretty costly. And so, you know, I'm flexible. I try to work with each venue to make it work. So just thankful. And, you know, all the, you know, local people here who have made it. If I keep saying names, I will forget somebody. So thanking my husband is the safest way to go.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody, the callers, you know, some people think, well, you know, every time you share what I do, like even this show, several people shared it, liked it, what have you, don't ever think that that's not a big deal, well, to me. When you share something that I'm doing, when you like it, when you make a comment, when you tell somebody, I'm telling you, this word of mouth is powerful. You look at how things go viral and people get, you know, discovered that way. So I always try to thank everybody on social network that reach out to me, that leave. I even have a place on my website if anyone has an accolade. I add it to my EPK at the bottom. And if they have a business or what have you, I will hyperlink it to their business. Just something that I'm trying to do to show my appreciation. So I appreciate everything that everybody, I appreciate you for allowing me to be on your show. The same show that Walter Beasley was on.
Yeah.
So So thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you you do, because I'm independent, DIY, do it yourself. So
right.
Every time I just receive something, it may seem, you might think it's trivial, but to me it's so important. So thanks to everybody who's listening, who took the time. This is a Friday night. You could be out partying by now, but you're listening. So I appreciate that so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Joyce Spencer. I love your music. I'm glad that DJ Lewis referred me to you. I wouldn't have never found you if it wasn't for him. So we all got to scratch each other back every now and then, you know, and lift each other up. And network. It's the network thing that we all got to do.
Exactly.
And you're a blessed vocalist, musician, artist. Keep doing what you're doing. More blessings on your musical journey, Joyce. And,
thank you.
I'll be following you for dear life, my new friend. And hopefully you'll come back on my show with your new music project. Hopefully.
I would love to. I would love to. You know, there's some great artists. I want to make sure. Have you heard of Terry Tuck yet? He has a project coming out. Have you ever heard of him?
I've heard one song. I have to get back to him. And
I have
to get back with him. Yeah, I will look into that. The last question of this showcase is, what are your words of wisdom you want to give tonight? To spread advice to any of those that is suffering from something or going through something, or rather those that want to get into the music industry as you. Any advice, Joyce?
Well, we'll talk about the music industry advice. My advice is to make sure that you are ready to be focused. Even when the wind hits, the hurricane comes, the tornadoes come, that you are so rooted and grounded in your commitment that it will not stop you. You may shed a tear. You may even say a couple of words that are not nice, but you still will be grounded in what you do. And my advice is to spend time. Understand, when I wake up in the morning, I do not watch TV. When I wake up in the morning, I might grab some tea and come up to my office and start to work, whether it's marketing, coming up with new marketing ideas, contacting people, networking. It's very time-consuming. Whether I'm developing my website, I thought my website looked great, and all of a sudden websites start to change. There's this new look, this new fresh, broad look. So I said, okay, now it's time for me to change my homepage. Just constantly. And accept that, well, in my experience, over 95% of what you do is going to be rejected. But if you keep swinging at the ball, I promise you, you will hit it eventually.
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Joyce Spencer, you have a blessed evening. Thank you for all the music, the advice, your story, your history. Shoot, you can write a book on your life musical journey. You know that?
My husband told me. He said, would you write a book? I said, I don't know.
I'll let you think about that one. I'll let you think about it. And you have a blessed evening. I will, in our showcase, by playing Sweet Dreams by Joyce Spencer.
Okay.
this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I would like to make an announcement. Life Changers Outreach Community Center is a United States Community Outreach Center. It is a 12-month faith-based residential facility for men and for women, ages 18 and over. And this center is to help persons overcome any kind of life-controlling issue, such as addiction, alcohol, depression, anger, and or suicide. And the program teaches morals and values from the Word of God to help them overcome their old behavior and lifestyles, along with providing an environment in which the Holy Spirit moves and empowers them to live a new and free life. They will get free clothing for a year. And also, their website is www.lifechangersoutreach.com. You can donate online. They have a phone number, which is 865-403-0149. You can call Life Changers Outreach Community Center. They have been setting up booths city to city, selling T-shirts with their logo on them, bracelets, necklaces. And thank you, Jessica Fine. Thank you very much.
Them that got shall get, them that not shall lose. For the Bible says, and it's still good news. Oh, your mama, she may have, and your papa, he may have. Oh, but God bless the child.